This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
Good day. This is the Markets Farm News Morning Show, broadcast number 47 for Wednesday, September 5th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures canola platform was chopping around unchanged in technical trading Wednesday. On the charts, canola was anywhere from 30 cents above to $1.50 above, with the November contract checking in at $497.40 a ton. That's up 60 cents. Weakness in the value of the Canadian dollar was lending support to prices as it made canola a little more attractive on the international scene. Yields look extremely mixed at this point, with heat damage reported in the southern prairies, while things appear better in the north. Advances in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were supportive. The Chicago Board of Trade soy complex was slightly weaker, though, which dragged on values, and expectations of a massive soybean crop in the U.S. was bearish. In the United States, soybeans were down 4 cents with the November contract checking in at $8.39 a bushel. Harvest has begun in parts of Montana and North Dakota, and by all accounts, the beans look good at this point. The ongoing trade trouble between China and the United States cast a downward chill over values. Rain in the Midwest is keeping many farmers on the sidelines. Corn was 1 cent lower with the December contract checking in at $3.67 a bushel. The market was chopping around in narrow trade. Demand for corn is solid right now, and weekly exports came in at 1.3 million tons, which was larger than last week. Crush numbers for ethanol were also on the upswing. Chicago wheat was down 3 cents with the December contract sitting at $5.27 a bushel. Rain is expected in the southern plains, followed by more dryness. Egypt is reportedly on the hunt for large volumes of wheat right now. Australia is mired in drought, with their harvest expected to begin in December. At this point, the production estimate for Australia is just 18 million tons. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 5th, in Winnipeg for Markets Farm. I'm Dave Sims.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.